It was a landmark that has been hailed as a moment of hope and the start of a fight to protect the people of Norfolk from coronavirus as the region's largest hospitals began its coronavirus vaccination rollout. Those there on the historic day at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital on Wednesday, December the 9th, said they were amazed and shell-shocked to be having some of the first vaccines in Norfolk, and they urged others to take up appointments when they were asked. The hospital's first patient was 86-year-old Kenneth Ireland from Wyndham, who received a round of applause after rolling up his sleeve for the Pfizer jab. Mr. Ireland has a blood disorder and was keen to receive the vaccination as soon as possible. Mr. Ireland, who will receive his second vaccine jab on January the 5th, said, "I hope it will stop me getting the virus. It's early days and we will see after the second one what happens. I think if you were offered it, you would be silly not to have it. There have been lots of tests. I have full faith. It couldn't have gone any smoother. The setup is brilliant, as are all the people included in it." More than 1,000 people aged over 80 have been booked to receive the coronavirus vaccine in Norfolk and Waveney. Nancy Fontaine, Chief Nurse and Head of Infection Control at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, said, "There was a real Dunkirk spirit, and the hospital began its vaccinations on Tuesday to make sure they got it right." Professor Fontaine said, "I have to say the people of Norfolk have been phenomenal coming forward. We have less than 1% of people not attending. That is not reflected across the country. The staff have been really energetic and dynamic, and the patients have been superb. I just want to say thank you, as this is how we keep each other safe." In the vaccine centre, there are more than 50 vaccinators seeing patients 12 hours a day at the hospital's Aylsham suite.
The Norfolk and Waveney Clinical Commissioning Group has confirmed that a number of GP surgeries will be providing the COVID vaccinations to invited patients from this week. The GPs have started to invite and book eligible patients for their first dose, with those over 80 the first to get the injections. They will need to get a second dose about 3 weeks later. The GP sites providing jabs will be spread out across Norfolk and Waveney. They will be joined by more on a phased basis. Dr. Anoop Desi, a GP at Staithe Surgery in Stalham and clinical chairman for NHS Norfolk and Waveney Clinical Commissioning Group, said, "It's great news that we have started vaccinating against COVID-19. We have started with the most vulnerable people, but vaccinating everyone will be a marathon, not a sprint. We must all remember that this pandemic has not gone away. COVID infection rates remain high and are higher now than when we went into the second lockdown. Local hospitals are under great pressure and are seeing very sick COVID patients alongside the usual winter pressures. We can see light at the end of the tunnel, but we should remember that the virus does not understand our frustration at not being able to be with our friends and families, and it is not sentimental about Christmas. Its only purpose is to replicate by spreading from one person to another, causing misery and death in its wake. So we must protect ourselves and help the NHS cope this Christmas by following the local tier guidelines, including washing our hands, wearing face coverings, and staying 2 metres apart. Over the coming weeks and months, people will be invited when it's their turn to be vaccinated. Do not ask your GP or hospital. Please wait for your invite."
UK travellers visiting the EU once the Brexit transition period ends will face a number of new hurdles. Much of the detail is unclear, but here are some answers to questions people planning a trip next year may need to know. Will I be able to visit the EU? The EU currently does not allow people to visit from nearly every country outside the bloc due to the coronavirus pandemic. But once the Brexit transition period ends on December the 31st, the EU could be an exemption for UK travellers, or individual member states could issue their own exemptions. Will I need a visa? To Tourists will not need a visa for trips of up to 90 days in most EU countries, even in the event of a no-deal Brexit. But you may need one to work, study, or stay longer. Can I still use my passport? Passports must have at least 6 months left on them and be less than 10 years old. Would a no-deal Brexit lead to queues at airports and ports? UK citizens will no longer be able to use the fast-track lanes. Will my pet be allowed to join me on holiday? You cannot use the existing pet passport scheme and will need to follow a different process, which takes 4 months. Are my mobile bills going to increase? The guarantee of free roaming in the EU will end for UK consumers. Some mobile operators have committed not to introduce data charges, and the government has introduced a law prohibiting fees above £45 without the customer being aware. Will flights continue? There is no certainty about the future legal basis of flights between the EU and the UK. What about medical treatment? UK visitors to the EU will no longer be able to access state-provided healthcare using the European Health Insurance Card. Kidney dialysis patients will no longer be eligible for free treatment. Can I drive in the EU? A no-deal Brexit would mean drivers would need extra documents from January the 1st. This could include an international driving permit, an IDP. You will need a green card to prove you are properly insured and a GB sticker.
An early surge to get into the Christmas spirit is seeing Norfolk firms selling out of goods early. A rush on buying real Christmas trees, which began at the end of November, is resulting in garden centres selling out. Ben Youngs, director at North Walsham Garden Centre, said they'd only got around 10 small Christmas trees left, but no large ones and only a few potted ones. And he said they'd actually sold more, not just earlier. We ordered more in anticipation, but we can't get any more now. Taverham Garden Centre has completely sold out of real Christmas trees, and at Sprowston Garden Centre they've got around 30 left, having sold nearly 300. Tom Barwick, manager at Saul Farm near Reefham, said as they grew their own, they had plenty. We supply around 25 to 30 garden centres, and we know they are well ahead with their sales, meaning they won't have many trees left. Knotcuts in Norwich and Wyndham Garden Centre both said they had some trees left. And there's also been a rush on buying turkeys. Pat Graham at Peel's Norfolk Black Turkeys, Thuxton, near Dereham, said they only had a few, very few small ones left for collection only. A lot of people have been phoning up today wanting to add crowns and turkey rolls to their original orders. It's because of the COVID rules and regulations changing, so people ordered thinking it would be just themselves on Christmas Day, and it's gone up in number, so they want to order more. We've sold hundreds.